They say I was born with a caul, a skin netting covering my face like a glove. My mother died birthing me. I would have died too if Mama Yaya hadn't sliced the bloody membrane from my face. I let out a wail when she parted the caul, letting in first air, first light. Every year on my birthday, Mama Yaya tells me the same story. Lanisha, your eyes were the lightest green, with the tiniest specks of yellow. With them eyes and that caul, I knew you'd have the sight. Mama Yaya smacks her lips and laughs. Afterwards, we always have cake. Chocolate. Today I'm 12. I've eaten 3 pieces of cake. Mama Yaya's 82. Half blind now, she's still raising me, 'cause my relatives won't. I have a whole family full of uncles, aunts, cousins, nieces, grandmothers, and whatnot. They live in Uptown, richer than where I live, the 9th Ward, New Orleans. Less than 8 miles apart, it might as well be the moon, or Timbuktu, wherever that is. Mama Yaya says my family is scared of me. Everybody in Louisiana knows there be spirits walking this earth. All kinds of ghosts you can't see, not unless they want you to. But you, child, you see them. You've got the sight. It's grace to see both worlds, she says, as we wash our birthday dishes, sticky with bits of jambalaya. Better you be an orphan, your family thinks. Better crazy Mama Yaya raises you, she says, sucking air through her false teeth. Fine. I'm old school. Don't care nothing about folks who dishonor traditions as old as Africa. I'll be your mother and grandmother both. And she is. I love her more than anything in this whole wide world.